This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for May 5th, 2021. Jefferson County Public Health reported one new COVID-19 case yesterday, making a total of 8 new cases so far this week. There are currently 11 cases in active isolation and 66 test results still pending. The total number of cases since the start of the pandemic is nearing 400. Right now, it sits at 398. The City Council unanimously approved the first reading of an ordinance at their meeting on Monday night that will establish a commission of city residents to determine a new salary for City Council members. The current compensation for council members is $500 a month and $750 a month for the mayor. The compensation amount has not been adjusted since 2007. At a council workshop back in April, council members discussed the process of establishing a salary commission to review the current compensation and recommend an increase or a decrease or no change to council compensation. Council members who work full-time, such as Amy Howard, who works two other jobs in addition to being a city council member, hope that a pay raise for council members could encourage a more diverse set of candidates to run for the 3 open seats on the council this year. The commission will be made up of 5 city residents who cannot be city employees or related to city employees or council members. The commission will complete their work within 120 days and then file a salary schedule with the city clerk. All of their meetings will be open to the public, and if members of the public disagree with the commission's final decision, they'll be able to file a referendum petition, which, with enough signatures, would then require the salary change to be approved by a vote of the public. The ordinance also states that a new salary commission will be appointed every 7 years to review City Council compensation. At the meeting on Monday, city staff did not yet have an official process for applying to be on the commission, but if you're interested in joining, it can't hurt to reach out to the city clerk via email and let them know. To hear more about what it takes to be on the City Council and also work a full-time job, tune in to Compass on KPTZ this Saturday at noon, where I'll be speaking with council members Amy Howard, David Faber, and Ariel Spezer about how to make running for council more equitable for working-class citizens. Craig Durgan, the chair of the Jefferson County Republican Party, submitted a public comment at the City Council meeting on Monday night, inviting members of the council to attend an event commemorating the 4th anniversary of the Cherry Street Affordable Housing Project on May 8th. In his letter to council members, he invited each of them to come to the event and speak about their contributions to the project and the timeline and budget for its completion and occupancy. 4 years ago, the city took out a $800,000 bond to fund engineering, design, permitting, and pre-construction costs for an apartment building called the Carmel Building that was barged over from Victoria and placed on a Cherry Street property. City Council at that time authorized a loan to Homeward Bound Community Land Trust with anticipated repayment funded partly by the rent of the Carmel Building's units. After a reorganization of the Homeward Bound's board, the building's foundation was finally laid 2 years after it arrived in Port Townsend. Then, last fall, the City Council authorized the city manager to negotiate the transfer of ownership of the property from Homeward Bound to Bayside Housing. Neither City Council members nor city staff responded to Durgan's comment during the public meeting on Monday night. Under the city's Engage PT site, the only update about the project is a one-paragraph explainer showing that the transfer of ownership work is currently underway. While Durgan's comment may have been intended to drag what he called the benefits of one-party rule by Democrats through the mud, his invitation to City Council members to speak on the state of the project seems like a legitimate and helpful request for the city to be more transparent and more communicative with members of the public. KPTZ News reached out to City Manager John Morrow for an update on the project, and he responded that there's not much to share at the moment. The city is still negotiating on how to take the project forward, he said, and he does not expect to bring anything before the council in the near future. Morrow did report during the City Council meeting on Monday that the city of Port Townsend received $3.1 million from the state budget to assist in city infrastructure for affordable housing. And in other city news, Mayor Michelle Sandoval announced that the city is planning a joint meeting with the county commissioners, the sheriff, and the prosecutor to discuss law enforcement and public safety on May 24th. This will be a continuation of the work done by the city's ad hoc committee on law enforcement that was created in the wake of the murder of George Floyd by police officer Derek Chauvin. And that's it for today's local news. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.